Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. As you're making your summer travel plans, remember johnnydollarair.com. johnnydollarair.com is a Priceline affiliate, so it goes to priceline.com and you can name your own price on hotels, rental cars, airline tickets, and even more, or choose from great published fares. But when you go to johnnydollarair.com, part of your purchase price supports the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio you love at no additional cost to you. So remember, johnnydollarair.com. Well, now it's time for today's episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. The original air date, July the 31st of 1960, and this one is the Reimer Collection Matter.
Johnny Dollar.
This is Brad Porter, Johnny. Miniatures.
Miniatures?
You know those tiny paintings, portraits usually done on porcelain?
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. But I don't think I ever heard of any Reimer collection.
A half a dozen of them stolen from the Reimer galleries in Philadelphia. Cost us something over $20,000 insurance.
Never found them, huh?
Well, here's the thing. I just got a phone call from Wilbert Reimer. He wants to see you just as quickly as possible.
About those miniatures?
He wouldn't say, Johnny, but I'll bet on it. And he insisted that you and only you be brought in.
Huh. Funny, since I had nothing whatsoever to do with the case.
Why not, with your reputation?
But I thought you usually had a staff man
that
took care of
it. Plus the fact that our company investigator at that time was Jerry Pitcher.
Jerry Pitcher?
Yep.
The one who was suspected of complicity in some of the cases he was supposed to be investigating?
That's the one.
Well, wasn't he suspect in that robbery?
Yeah, but neither we nor the police could ever pin anything on him.
Hmm.
All we could do was fire him and warn the other insurance companies to look out for him.
Fred.
Yeah?
Any idea where Jerry Pitcher's operating now?
Not the least. After the Reimer episode, he simply disappeared. There was talk of his having skipped the country, but nobody was sure of it.
Hmm. I wonder if Reimer's suddenly got a lead on him.
There's one way to find out.
Okay, Freddy, I'll grab the first train.
CBS Radio brings you Bob Bailey in the exciting adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account. America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
And now, Act One of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar.
Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the Mono Guarantee Insurance Company, Philadelphia office. The following is an account of expenses incurred during my investigation of the Reimer Collection matter. Expense account item 1, 825, train fare and incidentals, Hartford to Philadelphia, PA. Item 2, 70 cents for a taxi to the Reimer Galleries over on Walnut Street. Mr. Reimer turned out to be short, slightly gray, and very, very British.
Let's go into my office, Mr. Dollar, where we can talk undisturbed.
Yeah, sure, Mr. Reimer. Well, the art business must be pretty good with a crowd like this in the store. Pardon me, miss.
In here, please.
Hey, thanks.
Well, the gallery is rather well patronized this morning, isn't it? Will you sit down, please?
Thank you.
I must say, Mr. Dollar, I many times wished that you had been assigned to the case when these priceless miniatures that I brought to me from Europe were stolen a year ago.
Oh, how so?
Well, they were so vastly uninsured, sir. A man of your capabilities would have been able to find them for me.
Yeah, maybe.
You, instead of that Jerry Pitcher.
I understand that, although nobody could prove anything, you suspected him of somehow being involved in that loss.
Oh, yes. If only because of his failure to investigate it properly. But now look here, sir. This check has a direct relationship with the unusual number of people visiting the gallery this morning.
Uh-huh. This check was made out by you?
Yes. I intend to put it in the mails before the day is over.
To the Mono Guarantee Insurance Company. $4,050?
The exact amount I received for the loss of one of the miniatures, a genuine Pellegrini.
But you collected something like 20,000 in all.
On the 6th it was stolen, yes. But now, suddenly, and most mysteriously, the Pellegrini has been returned to me.
What?
And, of course, the people out there in the gallery, most of them connoisseurs, would be interested in seeing it again, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I should think so.
As a matter of fact, I've already found a buyer for it.
Who?
Mr. Charles Cunningham, one of my regular clients.
Well, just how did you happen to get this one back?
2 days ago, when I opened the place, I found it lying inside the door, on the floor, under the letter slot for the morning mail.
Just lying there?
But it was wrapped in a bit of coarse wrapping paper, the sort a greengrocer might use, and it was tied up with a piece of dirty string.
No note or anything with it?
Nothing. They're very mysterious.
But why was it returned?
Who knows?
Would you call it a pretty well-known piece, one that might easily be recognized?
Oh, definitely. And of course, there were pictures of it in the papers and of the others at the time that they were stolen.
In other words, anybody having it stood a pretty good chance of being caught if he tried to sell it.
Well, that does seem to be a logical conclusion, doesn't it?
Yet there's always the black market. I mean, abroad in Paris. A lot of fine art that was stolen during the war has suddenly shown up over there.
Yes, and I understand that otherwise perfectly honest collectors haven't hesitated to purchase it. Things taken from the Louvre, from various museums in Germany, and... Well, I would, Mr. Dollar, if the thief were caught smuggling the miniatures out of this country...
Yeah, I know what you mean. But now, why return these to you?
One of them, Mr. Dollar.
Okay, one of them, but why?
Well, there is, of course, one possibility.
Yeah? Like what?
If the thief himself were a connoisseur, one who would fully appreciate the value of the miniatures, well, I'm certain that he would never bring himself to simply destroy them. That is, after realizing that he couldn't very well dispose of them without being caught.
So rather than destroy them, he decided to give up and return them to you?
Well, it is a possibility, isn't it?
But he returned only one of them. And, of course, this theory of yours rules out Jerry Pitcher.
Well, yes. But it's puzzling, isn't it?
Yeah. Wait now, the paper and the string you found wrapped around it.
What?
Where are they? I'd like to see them.
Well? Oh, how utterly stupid of me.
What do you mean?
I'm afraid I threw them out with the trash, Mr. Dollard. It was taken away yesterday.
Oh, great.
You might have found fingerprints on them, mightn't you?
Yeah, and they might have given us a lead on whoever sold those things in the first place.
I'm terribly sorry. It was terribly stupid of me. My reason for sending them for you, I hope that by finding who returned this one, you might find the rest of them.
Sure.
In which case, your insurance company, well, needless to say, I would gladly return all of the money they paid to me.
Make them pretty happy, wouldn't it?
But now...
Yeah, they might even feel like handing me a nice big fat commission.
Now I've destroyed one possible clue.
Well, there must be others, if I can dig them up.
Oh, I hope so, Mr. Dollar.
Or, of course, we could just sit here and wait for the other five to be returned to you.
I presume you're jesting, sir.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Yes. So how will you proceed?
Well, I'll tell you something, Mr. Reimer.
Yes? Yes, Mr. Dollar?
I haven't the least idea.
And now, Act Two of yours truly, Johnny Dollar and the Reimer Collection Matter. Expense account item 2, 60 cents for a cab to Fred Porter's office at Bono Guarantee Insurance.
And it was about the stolen miniatures that Mr. Reimer sent for you.
And it was, Freddy.
Over $20,000 worth, Johnny. Well, is there some idea now about who might have taken them?
Fred, one of them, a Pellegrini, has just been returned to him.
What?
Yeah. Reimer's sending you a check in the amount your company paid him for that particular one.
Well, who returned it to him?
I don't know. He doesn't know. It was simply pushed through the letter slot in the door of the gallery. No clues, no nothing.
Johnny, whoever returned it must have been the thief. Or someone who knows the thief has contact with him. So if you can find this person, whoever brought it back, we may be able to recover the other miniatures.
Yeah. Did the police really do a job when they were stolen a year ago?
Yes, and the only suspect was that so-called investigator we'd mistakenly assigned to Reimer because he seemed to know something about art. He was familiar with Reimer's place.
That was Jerry Pitcher.
That's right. But they couldn't prove a thing against him. And after all, it was only Reimer's theory that Jerry might have been mixed up in it.
Why?
I don't know. It may have been because of the sloppy way he handled his end of the investigation. And don't forget, it was about that time we learned that Pitcher's reputation wasn't all that it might have been.
Have you got any idea where Jerry might be now?
As I told you over the phone, Johnny, there was talk that he'd skipped the country. Reason in itself to be suspicious of him, if you ask me.
I'll tell you this, Fred. If he did skip, and if he had those miniatures with him, the one place he might have gone to... Listen, mind if I use your phone?
It's right beside you. Help yourself.
Okay, thanks.
Hello, operator. I want to put through a call to Paris, France.
Paris? Johnny...
Just take it easy, Freddy, and stay close to this phone so that you can hear.
My call was to a strange little character whose name is de Marsac, but who calls himself a Chagri, the gray cat. His knowledge of the Paris underworld and everything that goes on in it is nothing short of fabulous. Yeah, because he himself is very much a part of it, of what goes on there. Not a single important work of art could ever hit the black market without his knowing about it.
Oui, monsieur, darling. This is your oldest, your dearest friend, Le Chagri.
Oldest and dearest friend, huh?
But of course.
Oh, sure. Now listen to Marsac. I want some information. Maybe you can give it to me.
For a small fee, perhaps?
Perhaps.
See, $1,000 American?
$1,000? You're out of your mind.
Oh, 500?
Maybe a couple of hundred, if it's worth anything.
Now, take it easy, Johnny.
Let me handle this. Now, listen to Marsac.
Well, speak, monsieur.
Well, I'm looking for a man named Jerry Pitcher. Ever see or hear of him?
Jerry Pitcher? No, monsieur.
You're sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Then what about the Reimer collection of miniatures?
Marie.
Yeah, there's some tiny paintings on porcelain.
Yeah, but of course, they were here on the black market.
You get that?
I sure did. Go on, Johnny.
Monsieur?
When, de Marsac? When did you see them?
Well, it is important.
You kidding? Of course it is.
Then you will pay me, 400, perhaps?
200. Now, when?
Oh, me. Well, 3 years ago.
3 years ago?
We when they purchased for the gallery there in the United States.
Oh, well, that's a lot of help. But who brought them for the Reimer Gallery? Who purchased them, do you know? Well?
Uh-huh. So that is the question.
That's right.
Well, then 300, perhaps? Oh, it's worth it, monsieur.
Okay, 250. Now, tell me who.
Well, it was Monsieur Reimer himself.
What? Reimer himself bought them there in the black market?
Oui, monsieur.
Ah, I see.
Well, so perhaps it is really worth 400, monsieur?
No, on second thought, de Marsac, I'm afraid it doesn't mean a thing. I'll mail you a check.
Well, of course, the last time I saw it...
What? What's that? Well? Okay, 400.
Mm-hmm, yeah. It was 6 months ago, June.
In June?
Oui, June. At the shop of my very dear friend... Oh, that scoundrel, that terrible crook, Francois Dubuisson, defense. But not for long.
What do you mean?
Because he could not sell them. They were what you call too hot.
Huh?
Because they were known to have been so recently stolen from the gallery there in America.
Too hot, huh? So whoever had them brought them back here.
Excuse me, monsieur.
All right, de Marsac. Who was that fence that Dubuisson, who was he trying to sell them for? This man Pitcher?
Oh, no, monsieur. I told you I never heard of him.
Well, who then?
Well, alas, I do not know. And with a clever man like Dubuisson, well, perhaps for you, my oldest, my dearest friend, and it might take some time and expense.
Then don't bother, yet.
Well, monsieur...
Forget it. I'll send you a check. Only you can send it to him, Fred. Save putting it on my expense account.
Oh, wait a minute, Johnny. If he can find out who was trying to peddle the miniatures over there...
Oh, you underestimate Le Chagri.
What?
If he's seen them, he knows what they're worth.
So what?
By the time he got that information, you'd have to pay him $1,000, maybe two.
Well, even so, Johnny, if it leads us to the thief and the other miniatures that were stolen...
Leads us to him or merely tells us who he is?
What's the difference?
And I thought you were convinced it's Jerry Pitcher.
Well, who else?
Why?
I don't know. Ask the police. Ask Reimer.
Maybe I will. Or maybe I got a better idea. Item 4, $1.50 for a taxi out to the Museum of Art, where I finally ran down one of the curators, a man by the name of Kingman.
Well, of course I know the Reimer miniatures, Mr. Dollar. Priceless. And such a shame that they've been lost to the world of art. Stolen.
Yeah.
Stolen by a fool.
How do you mean, sir?
Well, I mean the thief would never dare to try to sell them. But such well-known pieces, anyone, anywhere would recognize them, would see that he was brought to justice.
Maybe. How much would you say those six little paintings are worth? About?
2 or 3 years ago, not very much. But now that their history is known, well, this often happens with works of art, Mr. Dollar.
How much, Mr. Kingman?
Well, somewhere, I would say, that is, if they are ever found.
Yes?
Somewhere in the neighborhood of $200,000.
You're serious?
Well, among them is a body, for instance, and a genuine Pellegrini, yes.
A Pellegrini?
Pellegrini the Elder. And one of our wealthy collectors, Mr. Charles Cunningham, would pay
Cunningham.
Almost...
Listen, do you know where I can find him?
I believe I have his address and phone number in my office.
Good, come on.
But why all this interest, Mr. Dollar?
I'll tell you about it on the way to your office, Mr. Kingman. Item 5, 10 cents for a phone call, only to learn that Mr. Charles Cunningham was out of town for the day. So item 6, $14 even, is for a dinner, a room, and some breakfast at the Bellevue Stratford. Then early the next morning, item 7, another dime for another phone call.
Insurance investigator, did you say?
That's right, Mr. Cunningham.
Well, what can I do for you, Mr. Dollar?
Just answer one question, please. How much are you paying the Reimer Galleries for a Pellegrini miniature?
You mean the one that was stolen a year ago that has been recently recovered?
That's the one I mean. What's the price?
Oh, well, now, I'm afraid that's something.
How much, sir?
It was a private sale, Mr. Dollar, a confidential transaction. And, well... I don't know whether you realize it or not, but only recently has the value of those miniatures become...
Yeah, I know all about that. How much, Mr. Cunningham?
Now, look here.
Would you rather be hauled in as accessory to a fraud?
You mean the Pellegrini isn't genuine?
Oh, it probably is.
But you said I might be involved in a fraud.
How much?
I'm giving Reimer $20,500 for it.
Maybe you'd better call your bank and have them stop the check.
Stop.
Thank you, Mr.
Check.
Cunningham. It looks as though my hunch was right.
What?
Goodbye, sir. Item 8, a buck for a taxi to Fred Porter's office. Item 9, another buck for a cab for the two of us to the Reimer Galleries.
Will you please tell me what this is all about, Johnny? Have you got on the trail of Jerry Pitcher?
No, Freddy, I haven't even bothered trying. Hey, listen, do you handle all of Reimer's insurance? When are his premiums due?
Well, as a matter of fact, a rather large one, slightly overdue now.
Hold. Why didn't you tell me that?
What difference does it make?
Well, if business were good for a man like that, wouldn't he keep up his insurance payments? Wonder how much else he owes.
What are you getting at?
Money. Looks like we've arrived, though.
You know, you still haven't told me why we've come here to the gallery at the crack of dawn.
Yeah, buddy. Now, keep the change.
Yeah, man.
See, Mr. Reimer's already opened shop.
Johnny?
Come on, Fred. Well, Mr. Reimer.
Oh, Mr. Dollar, I am indeed glad to see you.
Indeed.
Indeed. Good morning, Mr. Porter.
Mr. Reimer.
Look here, Mr. Dollar, here on this table.
What?
Another of the miniatures, a Lombardi.
What?
Yes, lying on the floor under the mail slot, just like the other that was returned.
I can't believe it. Here, let me see. No, don't touch it.
And you see, Mr. Dollar, this time I saved the string and wrapper for you.
Oh? Why? Fingerprints?
Yes, of course.
Only I doubt if we'll find any.
But you were most explicit.
Matter of fact, if you didn't wear gloves in wrapping it up, you were pretty stupid.
I beg your pardon.
Ask that I be dragged in so that nobody would suspect you, huh?
Suspect me?
Johnny, what of Jerry Pitcher?
Who knows where Jerry is, Jan? Who cares? Mr. Reimer, when was your last trip to Europe? In June, wasn't it?
I make many trips to Europe in order to...
In June?
Well, yes, it was. But now, look here.
Let's go back to your office. I want to look at your bank statements for the past year.
Mr. Dollar.
Or would you rather I just call in the cops?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Real honest business you've been running, huh?
Of course.
But you didn't hesitate to buy stolen, smuggled artworks on the Paris black market.
Now, look here, sir.
I suppose I should have started thinking when you told me those miniatures were considerably underinsured.
What?
Yeah, because you insured them before their true value really became known. But by the time you did know it, you'd already pulled the fake robbery, collected the insurance on them to keep your business going.
Well, I'll have a piece.
You tried to sell them in Paris then, but they were too hot. That was in June. But you still needed money, didn't you?
Well, have I denied
that? So you had to bring them back. After all, you'd only collected about $20,000 on them. Now you could sell them for $200,000 at least.
Is this true?
Pretty nice profit, even after you got through returning what you'd collected from the insurance company.
Mr. Reimer?
And how to get them back? Have them mysteriously reappear one at a time and give out that cock and bull story about the thief not daring to sell them without being caught. Well, Mr. Reimer?
Well, do you think, if I produce the others, if I write and sign a full confession, the authorities will be more gentle with me?
Son of a gun, why do they do it? Won't they ever learn? What's the matter with people, anyhow? Some people, it is. Oh, well, expense account total, including the trip back to Hartford, $35.50. And Freddie, don't forget, a nice fee on this one, as well as a check to Le Chagris over there in Paris. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, originates in Hollywood and is written, produced, and directed by Jack Johnstone. Heard in our cast were Harry Bartell, Ben Wright, Horace Lewis, Junius Matthews, and Marvin Miller. Be sure to join us next week, same time and station, for another exciting story of yours truly, Johnny Dollar. This is Dan Cubberly speaking.
Johnny Dollar has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
This is Andrew from OTRWesterns.com. I wanted to invite you to come take a look at our site where we put out podcasts of old-time radio westerns. Check us out at OTRWesterns.com. You're listening to The Great Detectives of Old Time Radio with Adam Graham. Now let's get back into the show.
Welcome back. I have to admit that Du Marsac has really grown on me as a character. I would have been disappointed in this episode if it hadn't had that call in there. And I was kind of uncertain about him when he was first introduced. Though it's sad this is one of his last performances on the show, he's got one more episode coming up, and I think it'll be an interesting one. I will say that you had some hint that Reimer was guilty just by the way he was acting. It would have been nicer if he hadn't tipped his hand so much. But at any rate, it's an interesting episode, if for nothing else than the Du Marsac appearance. All right. Listener comments and feedback. Nothing new this week on Johnny Dollar, but on a couple of our revisits of shows where new episodes have emerged. Joe comments regarding Jeff Regan. If I knew you were coming, I would have wrecked a train, episode 2182. Okay, so I'm a little behind in my listening, but I have to say that this is a great episode. I really enjoyed it. As a railroad guy, I was excited, as the line was, to think this was a train story, but I wasn't disappointed by the lack of a big railroad. This one had a full spectrum of emotions. Good stuff. I'm glad I got to hear it today. Well, thanks so much, Joe, and I would agree, that was a really good episode, and it definitely makes me hungry for to hear all of the other Jeff Regan episodes that are rumored to be floating around there, and if I get them and can play them, I will definitely bring them to you, but I appreciate the comment. And then on episode 2218, John St. John, Daniel says, great episode. I miss Pat Novak. This gives me hope that there may be several more lost episodes yet to discover. And that's always the great thing about lost episodes. And as I said, if that specific episode of Pat Novak from that San Francisco run was out there, then yeah, it does increase the hope for nearly any other series that you might be interested in, as well as more episodes of Pat Novak for hire. We'll definitely keep an eye and ear out, but that will do it for today. Join us back here tomorrow for Dragnet. And then next Friday, it's another episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. In the meantime, send your comments to box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.